Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name. There's my friend JP.
Hi.
And Jess Kelly is in the room talking tech and corresponding.
Hi, everyone.
On the same technology. Are you News Talk's technology correspondent?
Yeah.
Right, so I have to say News Talk as well, do I?
Yeah, if you'd say it one more time as well, just for luck.
I'm not doing that.
News Talk, go on.
News Talk's technology correspondant.
That's News Talk.
But we've borrowed Jess from News Talk to sit here for half an hour and to eventually talk about the Oasis nonsense. So it was Friday evening. I'd seen that everyone was so excited and they were in a lather about it. And there was like, I saw one of my friends had two phones and two laptops, four devices, all in the queue to try and get tickets for Oasis. And then we sort of went about our day, never thought about it the rest of the day. Saw the whatever that error code that people were getting as well. And then that evening we were out for dinner and friends of ours had shared photographs saying that they were being charged $1,000 for a ticket. Mm. And I said, that's not possible. That's either a scam or are they trying out that dynamic pricing thing that you see, which is like, same as the hotels in Dublin City Centre with Garth Brooks' plane, it shoots up based on demand, the price. It's not like they log in and change the price on the website. There's some sort of technology in the back end that goes, oh, everyone wants a room that night. The
taxi firms are using it now as well. The same thing. If you try to book a taxi on Freenow or on Uber and it's, 6 o'clock on a Friday evening and everybody's trying to go somewhere at the same time, you'll notice now in all of these apps there is a high demand fee that's in place.
It pushes up the price. When you say a high demand fee...
That's what they call it on the taxi apps.
But does the fee change?
Yeah.
Does it fluctuate? It's not just a fixed amount that's bolted on.
So it could be £3 if it's late at night, but there's still enough supply. Or if it's in peak afternoon when everyone's trying to get somewhere, it could be, I paid £8 one of the days for the high demand fee. So it's an add-on to the price of your taxi as a result of supply and demand issues.
Flights is another one I was going to say. And the airlines have to operate like this, that like peak season during school midterms, you'll notice that Center Parcs is the same thing. But it's not like there's a lad inside in the IT department going, oh, come on, when are the school holidays again? We need to go in and change the prices. It's all done by computer, by the algorithm.
Exactly. This is another example of artificial intelligence and algorithms working in the background. Very often this technology is there to try and help us and make things easier. In this instance, it's to make sure that the money is made for the business. Because again, these companies, they're businesses, they're there to make money. And so they can detect when there's an awful lot of traffic coming into a site and the prices will reflect the demand and the activity on a website or app.
So when someone is being charged $1,000 for one ticket for Oasis, is that... of course it reflects demand.
Mm.
But is that allowed?
It is allowed. And you see, we're in a weird space now where a number of years ago, a lot of work was done to try and tackle ticket touts. So legislation was brought in to try and tackle ticket touts. Now for reselling of tickets to be done legitimately and properly, you can do it through certain portals, but you're not allowed to sell it for more than face value. Ticketmaster introduced infrastructure on their website and their app. So if you have a ticket and I want to buy it from you, I can buy it, but you'll only get the amount of money that you paid for it. You won't get any more than that. So that was a really good thing for us, the consumer. What then happened was in 2022, Ticketmaster introduced this dynamic pricing. And that's when the supply and demand debate came in. So a lot of people, and in the last hour, my inbox has been flooded with politicians calling for, inquests and inquiries into what's going on here in Ireland and in the UK. Because they're now saying that the legislation protects against touts. But what's happened now is that the big companies are turning into the touts and they're setting prices. And so face value is no longer face value. We all got the press release from MCD the day of the announcement saying the tickets would be from 86.50 or whatever it was. Friends of mine got to the top of the queue and were being charged €400, €500, €600 for tickets. And it could be a case that...
Do they spend it? Do they buy it?
Many of them didn't. And they're huge Oasis fans. They just couldn't justify it.
And that's another huge sort of emotional thing about it, which is they've put you in a position for... How long were they queue? An hour or whatever it was?
2 hours at that stage, yeah.
Yeah, so that whole time you're panicked. You're like, I gotta get it. So by the time... at the end of all this adrenaline rush of 2.5 hours of desperately, oh my God, I want to get the tickets, they could put any price in front of you and you'd nearly spend it.
My sister, who is 12 weeks postpartum, spent 4 hours in the queue, got to the top of the queue for Wembley. and bought three tickets for £1,200.
Jesus.
So the child's not going to college now.
That's it. The child's moving in with you now. Congratulations, you've got your baby. Okay. So, so who gets the money then? Is my next question. Do Noel and Liam walk away with all this cash? I mean, or what's the how is it split?
Not all of it, right? So the important thing to note here is a lot of people were really angry at Ticketmaster, but the artists have the final say as to whether or not their gigs use this dynamic pricing. Some artists have come out and said no, every ticket is going to be at this price, but they obviously opted in. Bruce Springsteen did the same thing, so it's an agreement between a few different parties. So that is the band themselves, the promoters, and then Ticketmaster. They all kind of get a cut when something like this happens. So the musicians' argument and the music promoters' argument, from what I understand, is that, look, we're not making money like we used to because the era of Spotify, people aren't buying CDs and vinyl, and we only have 25 million. Sure, how's someone supposed to live? That's the argument from the musician side of things in some instances. The other argument that's out there is, this is just business, baby. This is how it works. We have to make money. People are willing to pay it. There was a former Ticketmaster executive speaking to Anton yesterday who said...
Anton, what's an Anton?
That's Anton, just news talk
Russian,
lingo.
Some Russian guy.
That's news talk lingo for a great Sunday morning show.
Come on.
But they were saying, look, as long as fans are willing to pay it, this is going to happen. And so the fault, his point was, the fault is with the fans.
Yeah.
So should we as fans go on strike and just say, do you know what, we're not going to pay that?
There could be an argument, though, for limiting it, or limiting it within certain percentages, or putting certain ticket bands within certain tiers, or a certain number of tickets are going to be at this price, but you're going to get an amazing package or an amazing deal, which they haven't done. I mean, someone could have spent €88 for standing on the pitch ticket, and the person next to them could have spent a grand or a grand on pair
and
tickets.
They have the same view. They don't get a lanyard, a t-shirt, not the exact same thing. So look, there's a whole host of calls for inquiries and all the rest now. My issue is Anthony actually going to change? It took us an awful long time to get that ticket out legislation brought in. Is it going to be another 3 or 4 years before we see any big action happening here? I've heard that there are brilliant gigs coming to Ireland across next summer. We're going to have some big acts in town. Are we all going to have to go through this every single time?
Do they flag it beforehand, before they start selling the tickets?
Do they flag which?
Like, do they say this is going to be a dynamic?
Nope. Nope.
So you only find out once you get to the top of the queue?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, "Hi, guys, just before you log in, this is where we're not going to do the normal thing. This is a dynamic priced event."
It's just tickets from whatever price, but the from means that's the starting price.
Jeez.
So hold on to your hats, boys.
Jess, thanks for hanging in for the whole hour. We really appreciate it.
I stay till the end. I've got an answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, stick around till half past. I want to talk more on tickets as well. And you're going to Coldplay tonight. What's the weather like?
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!